Temple Sounds the Culture. Let us know where you're listening from. 412-499-5000. Have a few more minutes here before I play the last song, but I want to say thank you very much. Sorry. I want to say thank you very much for every time you log in to listen to the Temple Sound Show. As you can tell, I get excited. You know, you go through a low, a high, then you drop down again to a low as I finish the show. But I wanted to say we appreciate all our listeners, local in Pittsburgh, nationally in the US, and internationally across the world. We're coming to you from WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're also broadcasting on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. And not forgetting the one and only Africa's hottest online station, Ma Walking Radio. Good times only, GTO. I'm going to wrap up the show with an artist called Piano City. Song is called Mololo. Spread the word. Catch you all next time. And if you miss any of the Temple Sound Show, please go to the website, temposounds.com, and you will find the shows on demand. Yeah, one show after the other. They're all family-friendly, office-friendly. It's how we do it. I believe if you're having a good time, everybody deserves to have a good time. Sit back, relax, pump up those speakers, pour your adult beverage for the teetotalers, make yourself a cup of tea, coffee, squeeze some juice, all that good stuff that comes along with it. Temple Sounds! Temple Sounds the Culture.
What you're about to experience is a brand new vibe.
Right about now, NWA quarters in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of
something you've never experienced before.
The Isaac Winchester and look for something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a goat.
Something strong. And infectious.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to WLCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, and this is the Smooth Operator back at it again. Oh yeah, I'm now on the other side of the globe at my home studio.
You waited long enough, hesitated over love. Now you're taking over us. Cause you waited long enough, hesitated over love. Now you're taking over.
We'll be right back.
Tracks to start our night off. We're now hearing from Dick Lee, the Ding Dong song from the Mad Chinaman album. I think the year was around, it was 1988. It's gotta be 1988. Before that, we got a taste of 80s Japanese city pop, Koi wa Seiko by Alu Takamura.
I hope I don't wait too long.
And before that, Lan Lan Suzuki with Kiss from the one and only album from early 90s. It's gotta be early 90s. Before that, none other than Douglas Holmquist, Hypersphere. from the Pinout game soundtrack. It was pretty good.
Oh, strong, defenses built, it's hard to surround. Not for long, when she appeared, all the walls tumbled down. She had scars, reminding her she was easily deceived. Only tears convinced her once again to believe. His ego would bend, learning the art of love. Her heart soon would mend, learning the art of love. They were two hearts tuned together and beating as one. Ever knew each kiss was like the very first one. They explored each landscape of their sweet intimacy. Never bored, love's horizon reached out infinitely. Both lovers and friends, learning the art of love. Homework never ends, learning the art of love. Learning the art of love requires some determination. Search for the heart.
None other than Change, one of my favorite disco bands. And of course, it's their song, Change of Heart. Before that, Michael Franks with The Art of Love. I'm really glad the LP that that song was from sold really, really well. It's called Blue Pacific. It wasn't an LP, actually, it was also a CD, I think. For that, Koi Wa Luce Part 2 by Japanese band Lucenke from the Twilight Time compilation, where they covered a bunch of Japanese city pop standards. Before that, the classic Incognito with Pieces of a Dream from the, I think he's best-selling Positivity album. Before that, Sala Halamoto with Follow Me from the album Pop. It was the first track on the album. was the entire reason why I bought it. It's actually why I discovered the album. Sometimes you just pick up a random CD and you find amazing songs. That was the case when I found that album. Anyway, it's pretty good. The first time I tried to do the program in my home studio with a microphone that my mom bought and never used. So yeah, it went pretty smoothly and I'm really liking the vibe here. You know, I'm having like 400 CDs on top of me. It's just really being surrounded by CDs because my mom didn't want them anywhere else in the house. She has but anyway, it was pretty fun. So we continued to doing the program, even from half a globe away. Also, if you have been listening in the past several weeks, you've probably been catching in the program because I was having some trouble setting up everything. But I got through it, and it was pretty good. And yeah, the last half an hour of amazing music was supported by Roadhouse Cinema, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Roadhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, old, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Your concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter. That's real butter, year right, craft beer, and vegan options. Warehouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, please visit the website at www.roadhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about commercial exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Oh, well, it's just a little bit too far from the microphone. Yeah, sometimes you should focus doing something and you can't focus on other things. Anyway, that was the first half an hour of this program. So what's better than an hour of classic traditional blues music? 2 hours of the deep blues hour. Join Steve, who is a really nice guy in real life, every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WCT Pittsburgh, as well as Saturday Night Brigade. Host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. You know, I've never heard of any program that brings these four things together, so it must be pretty amazing. I'm catching that show next week. Yeah, it's gotta be next week. The Saturday Night Brigade, Saturday mornings on WCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Yeah, guys, don't touch that opioid and dispose of them. Anyway, let's get it back to the program. You are now hearing Lust and Licks featuring Joshua Moriarty. Or is it Moriarty, or am I pronouncing it wrong? Sorry in advance, but the song's called Get to You Funk LeBlanc Remix.
Maybe your heart won't make you crazy, but if it does, that's what it's supposed to be. You're on my mind, you're on my daydreams. It's a little bit like you got everything right, and I just wanna.
take you are. Do I keep on going? Which way do I go? Iki wo awase in one symphony. So gentle and swaying, hashiri dasu. You hold me so closely. On and on. Kuno location. Wakaru kana? Do I keep on going? Which way do I go? Shikasa to osa. Don't matter to us. And nothing can stop me from getting to you.
Thank you.
sometimes some songs just get too funky, such as the one that's playing in the background right here. Escalators with Your Love Brings a Smile to Me. Before that, Ichiro Gainu Tsubasa by DJ Slice of Life. That song has been my secret weapon for many, many months. And before that, Penta Didachi with Step by Step. Sometimes you buy a CD or a LP and you're like, oh my god. In this case, I was like, oh my god, what have I just bought? Well, it turned out the album that I stumbled upon was Samuel Purdy's Musically Adrift. Search that on Discogs and you will find an absolutely amazing, smooth album. And honestly, this is just one of the good tracks on that album. Check it out, honestly, if you like what you're hearing. Samuel Purdy, Musically Adrift. Released in 2009, I think, and it features a cover that almost looked like an indie punk album. But the Japanese version is much better. That was the version that I got. But hey, if you like what you're hearing, why not check out more WCT Pittsburgh 88.3 programs, such as the Circadian Rhythms, Awaking Nightmare Sundays at 3 p.m. That was a really simple description. If you go on WCT.org and you click on schedule and you find Saturday Night Fever under Saturday, you see that my program has an awkwardly long description. That's because I wrote those as a sketch when they asked me, you know, what you want as your program description, and they were actually not able to change it. I didn't know that at the time, and I just sent in my sketch, so they put it on there, and it just stuck there. I think it was pretty good. Plus, Democracy Now! Democracy Now! is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, Monday through Friday at 8 to 9 a.m.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you experience any of those, let your parents know. Jump straight into the 1990s Japanese Shibuya K music scene with an artist by the name of Foam Jet. Yep, he's actually included that in his artist name. And the song is called Listening to Sylvia. I don't know who she is, but we're listening to her.